The first reading today from the first book of Maccabees reminding us that just like our time here and now, during the Maccabean revolt or transformation, there was a different understanding of what it means to be culturally Jewish, as well as people who were Israelites, who actually keep the command or keep the covenant. And we see here in our own time too, we have people who culturally identify themselves as Catholics and people who want to do what is right. And all the things that you have heard in the first reading today, sometimes we think, wow, how can they do that? But if you only identify yourself as the people of God culturally, your faith will always be secondary to your personal subjective desires. Well, I can use my faith as long as it fits me, fits my lifestyle, or I can do whatever I want in order for it to benefit me or to advance me. Faith, then God, then just become like a genie that's there to kind of help appease my will and to grant my heart desire, then it's no longer a truly relationship of love. It's just a transactional relationship. You rub my back and I rub yours, right? And so we see these culturally abiding Jews willing to let go of their faith, their identity, and their covenant with God, willing to do many things as long as they were going to fit into this new society, to a new world. And as a matter of fact, when Alexander the Great conquered most part of our Western world, he had a program that is called Hellenism, to try to make everyone speak a common language and share a common culture. That's why the Koine Greek was meant to be common Greek, where everybody would speak the same thing. He tried to remove people's particular identity and make them all the same, make them Greek. And so that's why we see in the first reading those who were trying to be faithful to the covenant see much deeper than this cultural identity. It's our relationship with God. It's our faithfulness to God. And we have to live as children of God to be called Israelites, which go back to the root itself. Israel means the one who struggle with God. And we as Catholics are called to be the spiritual offspring of the Israelites. In our own faith too, with what we're living right now, with what's going on in life right now, with what's going on in society right now, we struggle. Trying to find moderation, but also trying to be flexible in order to truly care and truly live our faith. I understand what it means to have that creative tension, because I lived through all of that under communism, where the communists tried to restrict the number of priestly ordinations each year, and the church had to be under a lot of oppression. Yes, it was hard to accept at times, but the church always find creative way to always adapt and to be faithful to the mission. It wasn't always easy at times, but we knew what we're called to do, because the church willing to choose to struggle. In America, perhaps what we're seeing now is an identity crisis, because we culturally have too many people identify themselves as Catholics, but they're not willing to struggle with God. To struggle for their faith is all about a convenience of my lifestyle and what I want. When we choose to only see our faith as a convenience, as secondary, we have lost our focus on keeping that covenant with God, that relationship with God, and loving Him above all things. We're not perfect. And the society that we're living in is not perfect. But we have to do everything that we can in our own imperfection, our own failures and limitations with what we have. We have to struggle to live our faith. Which leads us toward the gospel reading today, where the blind man, he struggled, didn't he? He struggled with a life of isolation and abandonment, a life that's being pushed away by everyone else around him. He struggled with his own identity, his own belonging. But he didn't give up. He sat there. And one day, he saw the Lord, or he heard the Lord walking by. And everyone else tell him to be quiet. Everyone else shunned him away. But he believed. He called out, "Lord, have mercy on me. Son of David, have pity on me." And what did the Lord say? "What do you want me to do for you?" It's an answer. It's a response. And he said, "Lord, please let me see." And we have to ask ourselves, do we really see reality and see life as it is, according to what God sees? And even in our struggle, even with our own blind spot and our own imperfection and limitation, do we continue to call out to God and say, "Lord, I want to see as you see, not as the world see, but as you see. I want to love as you have loved." My brothers and sisters, I don't have all the perfect answer for you of what we should do. But I think it's important for us to prayerfully discern what God has called us to do, to be faithful to Him, to abide with His covenant, and to keep His commandments. No matter where we are, no matter what's going on in our life, we can always choose to struggle with God and to seek Him at all times.